and I'm Luke. This week on our top five, we are discussing the top five All My Children serial killer victim wish list, our most desired people who we want, characters who we want to see die, characters who we just, we would, I mean, exactly, this is what you call, this is the top five slasher list.
Who don't know, All My Children, this sweeps late November, early December, is introducing a serial killer plot because, you know, they work so well on so many other soaps. And the potential victim list as of this airing...
The official victim list.
...has been confirmed as Simone and Aaron. Now, there's also been confirmation that there will be more victims, but we don't know who yet, and we don't.
And they had better not. They had. I'm saying this now. They better not have Brooke a victim of a serial killer the same way they had Edmund be a victim of Jonathan.
Amen, brother. So, as we were saying, this is our list of who we wish would be the potential victims of the serial slasher.
And all as always, ladies first.
Right, my number Lisa. Five victim. Number five, in other words, the fifth person.
Do we want to go into how we want them to die?
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. I love that.
Okay.
So my number five is the useless Dale Henry. I want him hacked.
I don't think he
thrown into a microwave. Like
come on. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. He's useless. He's a worm.
Oh no!
He's not
there
even
are
a fun worm.
There
he's
are
not like
so
David.
There
he's
are
not fun.
So many other characters who could go before him. I mean, the, him.
Oh,
him,
but that's why he's my number five. There's him, four more that can go ahead of him.
But still, I have my list of five, and he's not on it. I mean,
well,
him.
Who?
I mean, him.
let's combine them.
Him and Amanda together would be great fun. I think that considering he is the first. Well, I won't say major winner because he was actually the second winner of I Want to Be a Soap Star. But, I mean, he came on that show and he's sort of like Simone. He's a character who has potential but has never been given anything to work with.
Exactly. So get rid of him.
No! There are other characters.
This
there
is
are,
my list. I'm
no,
get rid of
I'm sorry. There are other characters who could die and allow him to have screen
there are
time.
Four more that could die in front of him. And I will name them later. Who's your number five, Luke?
My number five escaped death in the womb.
He's amazing.
The walking abortion himself, Josh Madden Kane.
Madden Kane Martin.
Yeah. Well, Miracle I mean, it, okay, folks, I mean, I think the character of Josh, had it not been for the fact that he is literally a walking abortion and the fact that he just doesn't fit into the whole Kane women thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he was any other character, I'd say keep him. I'd say do stuff with him. I'm still hoping that they rewrite or unwrite the walking abortion. And if they would, I would think it would be great. But this whole thing, I mean, with him, it's like, it's just too much. They rewrote one of All My Children's biggest historic moments. At this point, either he needs to die. Well, I mean, he can't.
Well, how do you want him to die?
Well, it's sort of hard to re-abort him.
It's
sort of hard to re-abort him. But I mean,
have him die on the operating table. That's good.
Oh, no. I think that David doing something to him would be a great twist. Death by David.
Death by David. Dr. Death strikes again.
There you go. I think that would work. But you know what? If he was not a Cain, and if he was not a walking abortion and they hadn't completely botched, I mean, All My Children history, he wouldn't be on my list.
All right. I'll give you my number four then. We're going to drop that because we'll talk about that later.
Ooh. So you're not supposed to let on to your other things.
All right. My number four also starts with a J. And I'm kind of hoping you brought this up, at, you know, in one of our conversations that I'm kind of hoping he's the killer. now, because that's a really good idea. Number four is Jonathan Lavery. I hate him. I just hate him. You know how I want him to die? I want Jackson.
And the actor is so good.
Jackson to hack him to death. Oh, yeah, the actor's fabulous. But the character is such a mess now. Thank you so much for messing him up, Megan McTavish.
He could have been. He had so much potential, and the actor is a freaking amazing. I mean, his scenes with that brain tumor were.
Oh yes,
I mean,
then he cut the bad out, and I'm not a murderer anymore. But yet, I'll kill somebody. You know, five minutes later.
Not only that, but why couldn't they have just? I mean, he was the perfect candidate to turn into All My Children's equivalent of Todd.
Oh, I know. And now he's going around telling Dixie that she's bad for kidnapping. Excuse me, mister, I kidnapped my wife. I kidnapped Kendall. I kidnapped Greenlee. Oh, I killed Edmund. Shut up. You don't need to be talking about anybody.
And he attempted to kill all of them on...
Exactly. Numerous occasions.
Yes.
And his own brother. So I don't want to hear, just because you had a tumor, which is a terrible rewrite, thank you.
And not even an original one, because considering at that same time General Hospital was using a death or a tumor storyline to keep someone from being
guilty. Oh, yeah, by
that
tattooed guy. Yeah. The one that was going after
the guy from Nip Tuck, who is much better on Nip Tuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, who isn't? Even Rosie's better on Nip Tuck. So, anyways, who's your number four?
My number four is also a J. And I think this is just going to be a J bloodbath. But Julia.
Oh, poor Julia.
I know I'll probably get in trouble because apparently Noah and Julia were some big, great thing once upon a time. Well, I'm sorry.
They were sweet.
But the honeymoon's over, literally and figuratively. This Sydney Penny, was so great on Bold and the Beautiful. I loved her on there. But it's once again, it's the same thing with Cady McClain. These actresses who show great promise and talent when given great scripts on other soaps, they get on All My Children. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just hearing a lot of moving around. Wasn't sure if you're still on.
Oh, no.
They get on to All My Children, and it's just like they go from great actresses to not so great ones, just because of the fact that the writing's so bad, and
excellent. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah. So, Julia, at this point, I think the best thing for Julia would be death for Julia. That's a good one.
Noah get killed? Did he get shot? Well, how did Noah get killed?
I wasn't watching back then. I don't know.
I say
we bring back the dragon.
Well, there you go. That's who killed Noah, I think.
Death by dragon.
Death by dragon. See, even though I like Julie with Jamie, I can't really quibble because she's kind of wasted. And the writing's so terrible.
Well, it all comes back once again. All My Children has a vastly talented cast.
Oh, yeah.
Who the writing is just so, it's so subpar.
Bad. It's just so bad. Let's just say it. I will say it. You can cover your butt, but I will say the writing is bad. So send the hate mail, too.
Lisa at DC at TVFanOnline.com. Attention, Lisa.
Attention, Lisa.
We hate you.
My number three is yet another J, but he's already been mentioned. Number three is that pretend Kane, Josh Madden. Because, A, I hate him. B, he's a babe lover, and that's enough to have to, you know, kill somebody. C, you kind of alluded to it earlier, and I'm going to expound on it. Besides the walking abortion thing, he doesn't fit into with the Kane dynamic. I really like that comment, and I'm going to take it a step further. The Kanes had a legacy of girls.
Yes.
And I know that's stupid, but it affected me.
Heritage-wise...
No, not a boy. Get a boy. I mean, when Spike was a boy, Spike didn't dumbest name on the soap.
Second? What's first?
Zarf.
Okay, but Spike came before Zarf, so Zarf can't trump Spike.
I think Zarf's going to trump Spice in the stupid name. Anyways, back to
the only thing that could possibly trump both of those is Fen.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. back to my point is the fact that he doesn't fit in. They're so charismatic. They're so magical together. Josh comes in, and it's like somebody's taking a cheese grater and running it across my screen. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's not Colin's fault. Colin Eggersfield, it's not his fault.
No.
It is the writing, and it doesn't work because it's just a rewriting history, and I cannot get past. I cannot get past my ill feelings towards the rewrite of a historic event.
Well, not only that, but it's not even so much the writing as it is. When you think back and look at the Cain women moments
where they look in the mirror.
Where they looked in the mirror, like at the wedding.
Yeah,
all of a sudden you have a guy standing behind him.
Exactly. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And he doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have, and that's not the actor's fault. It's all in the writing. He doesn't have the charm. He's snarky, but it comes across as mean. He doesn't project the layers.
Oh, I still
and they
say.
Don't write him. For it.
I still say that Josh 1.0 would have been a better fit as a Cain.
And I liked him a lot. I think this was a bad recast too, and nothing against Colin. The Josh 0.1 looked and could play the part a little better, but I can't get past the whole, it offends me on every level that this character even exists as a Cain Martin. You know, if he were just simple Josh Madden, you know,
if he was just a Martin. No, if he was just a Martin. I mean, the Martins drive me up the wall because of their superiority complex.
It doesn't even matter about that.
But if he was just a Martin.
Old Joe, but not a walking miracle. That's what they call, well, actually, that's what he called Baby Sweet. But it's just so, it offends my sensibilities. I can't get past it. And he's just so mean to Kendall. I can't handle it. I'm like, she's done nothing.
Well, and he's even rude. He's rude to Bianca, too.
He's rude to Erica. He's rude to Bianca. Oh, I'm not going to be part of your family. But if he needs something, who does he go to? He goes to Kendall. He goes to Bianca. Talk to Babe.
He's got the biggest chip on his shoulder.
Well, then back off the Cain women. You don't want to be part of their family? Then don't go and ask for favors. Don't go whining when something doesn't go your way. So shut up, Josh. You know how I want him to die? You want to know how I want him to die? I want him to, I don't care. Actually, just die.
Oh, come on. They're going to be having a serial killer. They're going to be having a serial killer.
If I think really hard, like Carrie on, you know, the movie Carrie, Stephen King's Carrie, if I think hard enough, his head will just simply explode. That would be great. Okay. Who's your number three?
My number three should probably be my number one, but he's not. And that is the Illuminous. Genius, Ryan.
He's not your number one. I'm stunned.
No, I mean, he should be my number one. I mean, after everything they put Greenlee through, his superiority complexes, his getting himself snipped and not letting Greenlee have a say in it, trying to kill himself on multiple occasions, faking his death. I mean, his lack of anything towards Greenlee after finding out about. Finding out about Kendall being pregnant with his child, which I still believe it's Zach's. I mean, I will always believe that child is Zach's and not Ryan's. The fact that he has treated Kendall so badly on so many occasions, and then, oh yeah, all of a sudden he's in love, and then all of a sudden he's now defending another woman once again. He can defend every woman on the planet, except for Greenlee. And it just makes me mad.
Okay, well, he's my number two, so we'll just keep talking about him.
Okay.
He's my number two, Ryan Lavery, and I agree with all of that, and I know you're a big Greenlee person. I like Greenlee, too, but I'm a big Kendall person. I cannot get over the fact that he, quote, and I quote him, and because I had this line memorized because I went and looked for the script, "You are nothing. You are nothing. You're soulless. You're a soulless cancer who eats away at everything around her." That is what he said to Kendall a year and a half ago. I can't get over it. He called her soulless. He called her a soulless cancer. And just threw in her face how bad and horrible she was. He said that she could never be loved. She is not worthy of love. Because if a man ever could put up with her, he would have to choke her just to shut her up. That is what he told her. I can't get over that this guy is a hero. On this soap.
Well, and not only that, but he
knows everything. He does everything right. You know, he's the one who saved Eric in Las Vegas. That is bull. He is not the one who saved Eric in Las Vegas. It was Zach. Zach's the one who got her into therapy. Zach's the one who stopped her from drinking, but Ryan is given credit for it.
Well,
that
and then then he defends his brother, who is a killer. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There is no tumor in killer.
Right.
I mean,
that's a good one.
I mean, he defends him, and then when Jonathan goes and gets out a gun to kill someone else, he defends him again. I mean, and doesn't even bat an eye.
And then when he treated Greenlee so bad, like you said, and this is another thing that bothered me. He put it all on his daddy issues, right? Major rewrite, because Patrick Lavery doesn't exist. His name was Patrick Curry. Lavery is his mother's maiden name. His mother is sister to Anna Lavery.
Well, not only that, but then they had to rewrite the whole Chris Stamp thing, which was perfectly explainable as his father. I mean,
exactly.
I would
just to give him an issue with Greenlee to break them up and, you know, give her an exit storyline.
You know what's even more sad? If you go to the ABC website and you look under their family tree feature, which is a great feature, and I've been exploring it and enjoying it, they have him as the head of a Lavery family.
Are you kidding me?
No! They have the families listed across there. There's Chandler, there's Kane, there's Cudahy, or what's Fry?
Cudahy
or Fry. There is Martin. And then they have Lavery.
Are you joking
me? No! I'm not joking. It's like, okay, this is a family that's existed in a three family for what? Of 2 years? Excuse me?
And he came on Canvas, on the All My Children Canvas. I don't know if you were watching then.
Well, I don't remember
as
when
a
he
con
came.
Man,
but I remember him with Liza and Jillian.
Yeah, nobody liked him. And he made a deposit at the sperm bank, and he kind of alluded to this the other day with Annie. He made a deposit at the sperm bank because he was hard up for money, and he did it.
Oh,
and
God,
nobody
I just thought of something.
Nobody wanted his sperm.
Oh, no, I just thought of something.
Oh, did you finally catch up to that? The sperm bank donation? How he's going to be the father of everyone?
Please tell me he's not the father of Kate.
Yes. Yeah. Spoiler alert! Yes. He's Emma. He's Emma's father. Yes. Yeah. I was wondering. I didn't know how to break that one to you, but yeah.
Oh.
I know. And they all happened to land in Pine Valley at the same time. Yeah. So anyways. Let's just leave that alone. I know. Leave that disgust over there. But see, he's just seen as the savior of the world. When he's anything but. He has faked his death. He raised his fist to a pregnant woman.
How is it this is just so horrible. How is it possible that he can have a baby with a freaking Greenlee bot who is
a Greenlee bot.
Oh! And that leads to my number two. Annie gots to die, especially now. I don't care how, when, or what. She's gotta die. This just makes me so mad. And they take and they have Greenlee. They let Rebecca go. They destroy Ryan and Greenlee. They take and write Greenlee off in a very unpleasant way. They get rid of Mary Smythe. They... Oh!
And they might be getting rid of Jackson, Greenlee's father. I mean...
Oh! I'm so... Like, okay. I should have not found this out.
Annie, who could have been a recast Greenlee.
She needs to go. She needs... Death by serial killer. I don't care. Knives. Death by motorcycle. Yeah, jumping off a cliff. Death by sperm machine falling on her.
Death by accident and accidentally get killed and take Annie with him. I think that'd be great. Go ahead.
Okay. No. This is what needs to happen. A, Emma needs to be Tad and Dixie's. They need to wipe Ryan off the freaking planet. They need to get rid of Annie. And that woman, okay, nothing against the actress, but the woman is almost a dead ringer for Greenlee. Or for Rebecca Budig. And if they were going to do it, they should have brought her in as Greenlee and had amnesia or something. If they were going to do it. Because that would be better. I mean, they are doing with Annie what General Hospital did with all the Brenda clones. Hannah and all these other people that came across. And first of all... Okay, and this is one time when I'm going to go after any actor. Because I just hate the character that much. She does not in any way, shape, or form compare in the league of Rebecca Budig. Or the character of Greenlee.
There's not many that can, though. Be a little fair there.
No. I'm not going to be fair because when it comes to Greenlee and Rebecca Budig, I am entirely biased. I'm not going to be fair because this is one of those things that I will defend nine ways to Sunday. This character is a pale imitation of Greenlee Smythe. This character now has a child by Ryan, which Greenlee could not have, so they're throwing that in her face. This character has absolutely no chemistry with anyone, and how much do you want to bet, as soon as Aaron dies, as soon as Simone is gone, guess who's going to be in Fusion? Annie.
Oh, yeah.
And guess who's going to be getting frenemy status? And guess who's going to be getting good, well, not good banner, because she's not up to it. It's like the powers that be have taken a freaking clone of a subpar character, thrown it into a storyline of Dixie's child, who that storyline has been botched, and Dixie's return has been botched, and it all centers around this child and this woman who deserves nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
See, I kind of like Annie, but offended that Greenlee was just discarded and that her whole family is going to be wiped off the earth. He, see, my dream for is that
okay.
Greenlee is actually in Paris with Leo and Vanessa and is living the high life. And she calls David and says, "Hey, once you get here to Paris, I got a surprise for you." See, that's my dream exit for David, that Greenlee and Leo are living happily ever after, and she could care two whits about Ryan. Got her true love.
Okay,
for Leo.
Annie needs to be death by freaking Janet. Death
and it's
by
just not fair.
This and
yeah, it's just not right.
Folks,
again,
I'm entirely sorry,
face.
But I can't help it. I hated Annie before,
dude,
and finding this out
to
now.
The biggest Greenlee fan ever in Luke. So
yeah, I would kill for the day to have an interview with Rebecca Budig because it would be so great. But Greenlee and Leo were the reason I started watching the damn show. Greenlee is the reason. I mean, I always rooted for Greenlee over Kendall, though I've always loved their frenemy status and how they interacted. I mean, they had the. I mean, even when All My Children was in the toilet in terms of writing, those two had dialogue that made you just want to tune in day in and day out, no matter how bad things got. Exactly. I mean, oh.
Oh, I know.
You,
I'm sorry to give
that's
you that
just that's like being blindsided.
Both. Well, you thought it yourself. See, I'd kept it from you, and you came up with it yourself. So, you know, you can't fault me for you being smart. You know, I had kept you from that spoiler just because of this reaction. I didn't want to hear it.
No, I think you intentionally saved it for this podcast so it could go on the record, and therefore
no,
I would.
Did I say? Did I? No, I did not. Just because Lavery is, you know, the end all be all of All My Children because they are the.
He is the freaking Sonny Corinthos of All My Children, and it's got to stop.
Oh, yeah. It's got to stop now. And I'm sick to death of Ryan Lavery. Okay, Annie, right? So my number one, drum roll, and if anybody knows me, this will not be a surprise. And let's say it together. My number one is Babe Carrie Chandler.
I still can't say it because I'm like, I have my hand in my head still trying to absorb the absolute horror.
Let it go.
Find my happy place. I don't think there's a happy place to find.
I have so much to say about Babe Chandler. I hate her so much. She is the character who ate all my children. Alexa Havens, who plays Babe Chandler, is a beautiful girl. She's very talented, and I think that's the only reason Babe is stuck around, because she is such a charismatic actress. And her scenes with Eden Rigel are magic.
Her scenes with Jacob Young are magic.
Let me finish. She brings out the best in Alexa, but Eden does that with everybody. But I cannot get over the fact that, A, she kept a baby from her mother. Knowing that this mother was living in torture, knowing that this mother was her best friend, knowing that this child responded to her best friend as a mother. B, I can't get over the fact that she told her husband that this child was his when it wasn't, and he grew to love her. And his heart was ripped out when he found out that this baby was not his. And then, when she found out her baby was alive, her little boy was alive, she traded in the little girl like she's a purse. Oh, here's yours since I've got my own. And it wasn't until she knew that her child was alive, that she gave Miranda back. And then she told JR that Adam was dead, little Adam was dead. That is horrendous. I don't care what this person has done to you or what you perceive this person has done to you. You do not do that to another human being. And then she has an affair on JR with his brother and continues and perpetuates the affair.
She's had two affairs.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I'm not even close to being done. And then she acts all wounded and acts like she is entitled because she is love. And she has a good heart, y'all. And acts like she does nothing wrong by stealing her child, kidnapping him from the only parents he had ever known. And instead of going the legal route and fighting for her child, no, she couldn't do that. She had to tell the father that he was dead and kidnap him from his adoptive parents. How ridiculous. And then she lets her mother go to jail for it.
Yeah. She's never paid a day. She's never paid.
Her mother pay for it. And that's why I can't hate Crystal nearly as much as I hate Babe, because Crystal has owned up to those crimes, even though we'll get into that later. But she has paid for Babe's crimes over and over again, and it's not fair. And then what does Babe do when Greenlee leaves town and as a final slap leaves
speaking of which, Babe. If freaking Annie gets her hands on any freaking shares of Greenlee's, I will go through the roof.
Can you just let this Annie thing go?
No, I cannot.
Okay, well, I'll just keep going. And instead of Babe paying any kind of respect to Bianca, who she has hurt immeasurably, to the Kane family, who she should bow down and scrape and kiss their boots every day for the rest of her life, instead of doing all that, she hangs on at Fusion because, hey, it's a career, y'all. No, you should have shown respect to the Kane family after the way you hurt them getting out of Kendall's face. No, she couldn't do that. She had to stay there. And then she remarries JR to get a custody of her kid. And then swears him down that she really married JR because she loved him. Yeah, she ended up falling back in love with him, but that's not why she married him. And so then she cheats on him again with Josh, of all people. Ew. Just because he bows down and says, oh, it called her a walking miracle. I almost...
Well, not only that, but I have never... I mean, it's almost as if he had instantaneous love.
And but who does it for Babe? She is love. Who hasn't?
Well,
has
the thing it? About it is there's
affection for her.
There's been love at first sight on soaps that's been really well done. And then there's been love at first sight Josh Madden style. No.
Because he doesn't have the charm to pull it off. And neither... And she's not... I don't know. It's because she's so odious. I don't see why anybody can stand being around her. You know she smells like Cheetos. You know she does. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know that's nothing against Alexa. She's a gorgeous girl.
But and she's a great actress because let's face it. You have to be a talented actress to make people either love or hate you as much as people either love or hate
Babe. I'll be honest with you. I don't know really of anybody that loves her. And
oh, they're out there.
I have looked, and I don't go to certain boards, websites because of that, but in real life, I mean, a lot of people watch All My Children Steal, even though I don't know why, but none of them like her. And then she goes and acts like she didn't do anything wrong. Oh, JR was mean to me one time because he was worried about his sister who was possibly dead, and she goes off and sleeps with somebody in a kiddie pool on a roof.
Well,
she's just vile. She is vile. She needs to go.
You know why they did it in the kiddie pool on the roof?
Because she's vile.
No,
she's
because they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it at the little boathouse because Josh had already gotten Danielle laid there.
Oh yeah, the one that.
I mean, they had to go for a pool of water so shallow. I mean, it's some sort of metaphor.
It's symbolic, wasn't it? It was beautiful. Whatever, and it was so hot in in what was it, late September, in Pennsylvania? No, it was not. I mean, whatever. She's just vile and odious, and I want her dead. And you know how I want her dead? I want everybody in Pine Valley to line up like in the movie Airplane. Somebody slaps her, then somebody punches her, then somebody hits her upside the head with a
TV
board.
Fan Online does not condone physical violence.
I do. If it's Babe Carrie Chandler, I do. And then the serial killer can just shoot her or something, just hack her. Right there in front of everybody, and the town cheers, and they burn her body like the Nazis burn books, and then the vile, evil stench of Babe Chandler floats away, never to be seen again. The end.
Well,
what's your number one?
before we get to that, though, I would like to say this. JR and Babe, as a couple, have had so much potential, have had so many opportunities to be turned into the next Alan and Monica, where she's burning the house down on him or vice versa. And they have continually and systematically made him the victim, of everything. And sure, he has taken and done some atrocious things.
Sure.
But 90, well, ever since the day she arrived and slept with Jamie, every single one of them has been because of how badly she has hurt him. For every cause, there is a reaction. And
right.
His behavior.
It poorly.
I mean, there's no condoning his behavior on many of the things. But, I mean, at some point, he's got to wake up and get rid of her. And the thing about it is they've practically written him into a corner because now she has custody of Adam and she has all of his stock. So exactly what is JR supposed to do now that the second affair that she's had has caused him to end up in the hospital?
Well, I'm hoping with Adam's phone call, he has found a way for power of attorney and will sue the pants off Babe for all that stuff, saying that JR was not in his right mind.
Well, if he can get power,
power works.
Yeah, well, let's. I mean, it's about time Adam took her to task because it's been a long time coming.
And screw, I'm sorry, I know you like her, but screw Crystal on this one because this perpetual, verification of Babe's actions has got to stop, and she needs to be smacked upside the head. How much more fun? How much more, riveting would it have been if Crystal had defended Babe to outsiders like a mother will do, but taken Babe aside and said, hey, you know what? You need to stop this destructive behavior. This was wrong, and you need to own up to it. I mean, be a mother. Stop being her best friend. Be a mother. I mean, because Bobby Eakes can pull that off.
Oh,
she can do anything.
Yeah, she's an amazing actress.
They had to go the easy route and make, Crystal go, well, Babe's right, y'all, when she is not. She is not right. And the second Babe takes responsibility for her actions, I will be more than happy to try to like that character. But
well, and it's not so much even responsibility because she's made feeble attempts at it. It's just time that this character pays. She has been on our screens for, 4 or 5 years now?
4 years.
And never
four
once.
Very long years.
Never once has she paid.
Nope.
I mean, sure, she worked at a bar for a month, but a month is nothing. I mean, her mother was in jail for at least 6 months. Literally in jail. I mean, and at least that was some sort of payment. But as far as I'm concerned.
But not for Babe. That was for Crystal, and that wasn't fair.
Yeah, exactly. As far as I'm concerned, if Babe ever. I mean, and I realize that a lot of people have said, oh, get over it already. And that's probably what people will say to us when they email us about this. But as far as I'm concerned, this woman needs to be stripped of Fusion. That stock mm-hmm. needs to go back to Greenlee.
Right.
And so that it can never get in the hands of Annie. She needs to lose custody of Adam. She needs to lose all the Chandler stock. She needs to be thrown out on the floor, and she needs to spend at least a year in the Pinecone Motel. You know what? At this point, I hate to say this because hooker characters are usually not the greatest characters. I mean, they could be interesting, but I think it's high time that All My Children had a hooker for a character.
Well, she's basically a hooker anyway.
Well, except for if
you... Excuse me. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just how I feel about her.
I know, but I mean...
She
okay, but
her body.
But the thing about it is, she's been, using her body to get what she wants forever. But, I mean, it's time that she actually has to have a hard life. I do not believe, after everything that she's and Crystal have pulled off, that her childhood was so bad. Because, obviously, she was not raised with any form of... decency.
No, none at all. And this whole, Adam marrying Crystal, even though I like Crystal with Adam sometimes because they're funny and blah, 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 there's no way Adam would ever marry the woman who helped take little Adam away from JR. There's no way. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, he did marry Arlene, so.
Well, but she didn't steal his grandson away. So, there's a big difference. I just,
True.
It doesn't make sense. And to continuously sacrifice other characters to prop Babe, to prop her up and make her look better, is only destroying the soap opera. She is the character who ate Pine Valley. And that's all I got to say. So,
they definitely need a rehabilitator, and they need a rehabilitator by
just
doing
get her
it right.
Gone. I'm serious. Put her on the back burner for at least a year. Go ahead. Who's your number one? And leave Annie thing alone.
I can't. I just can't. I'm sorry, I can't. Annie needs to die, and she needs to die by the hand of my number one person, who I want to be the serial killer, but I also want to be him to be the serial killer victim, so maybe we can have two serial killers. Ooh, there's an idea. Jonathan.
Yay!
Jonathan, I know we've discussed it before, but Jonathan needs to go.
Oh,
Jonathan.
Yesterday.
Okay, he killed Edmund and got away with it because of a quote-unquote brain tumor. I still do not believe that he ever actually had a tumor, and that all those were him paying off doctors to make it look like a tumor. Mm-hmm. Considering how he treated Lily by faking it for all that time, considering the fact that he tried to kill Greenlee, Kendall, Lily, didn't he even try to kill Erica? Could be a little fuzzy on that one. Excuse me.
He tried to kill Erica. He tried to kill Ryan. He killed his brother, Brayden.
Yeah. I mean, this is a man. This is a man who has killed three people and gotten away with it.
Oh, and slapped his girlfriends around. I mean, he abused Maggie.
Yeah.
And brain tumor makes you abuse. It makes you go slap a girl around because she's in love with her lesbian best friend. I mean, no.
As far as I'm concerned, and I'm going to tie this back to Annie, but as far as I'm concerned, considering we know that Aaron is already a victim, I say the serial killer needs to wipe the Lavery family off the face of the planet, and that includes Annie, and Kate, or Emma, can go be Kate, Dixie and Tad's daughter. Because as far as I'm concerned, filleting Jonathan would be too good for him. I mean...
Well. After he picked up the gun and killed Lily's potential rapist, which, you know, in a form...
That was just another attempt for them to try and redeem him. The same way that they've tried to redeem...
It actually backfired. The only time I've ever liked him, and this is terrible...
It was bad, before the tumor was an excuse.
Well, I liked him then, but like here recently, he really sparked with Amanda, and if they hadn't ruined him, they could have really made something like that, but he's so ruined.
Well, not only that, but I mean, how sad is it that Amanda is falling for a three-time murderer, and when she has as many issues with her mother as she does. That is just so demented and wrong on so many levels. And this is why I think that Dell needs to stay around, and why your number fifth pick is not right, is because...
No, they're just bringing somebody hotter.
No, why do that? Why do that when they already have someone? I mean, I figure that the guy who plays Dell has paid his dues. He's had this little side burner storylines long enough. He's put in his time. He's proven that he can hold his own when given the opportunity. Let him get into a triangle or something with...
He's proven that he can hold his own.
By comparison...
Did you see him in the scene with Kendall and Zach?
Okay.
He was eaten alive.
Well, true. But by comparison of people like Annie, by comparison of people like Sydney, by comparison of people like Sean, by comparison of people like Olivia's, what is it, son or nephew?
But he's off the show.
Well, I know. But what I'm saying is, you have all these new characters. By comparison of Zarf... I mean, if I had to choose between Dell and Zarf, considering Dell is technically a heritage character, though this portrayer is not, I would choose Dell. I mean, this is a character that has a long-standing history with All My Children. Though, even though he's more recent, the fact of the matter is, he, in my opinion, he's like Josh Duhamel was when... He first started. He's rough around the edges, but he needs to have that front burner storyline that makes him into a good actor. Because when Josh first started, boy, it was rough. But they gave him the right storylines. He blossomed as an actor. He went on to great and better things.
No, you're wrong.
No, they just
he cannot pull that off. He doesn't have any charm.
I'm not saying that he'll have a Greenlee and Leo moment, but I think that they have not given him the opportunity to. I mean, they say that soaps is one of the toughest business to be in, and they say that you can cut your teeth working on soaps. Well, what I think when it comes to Dell is the fact that this actor has not been given the opportunity to really cut his teeth because he pops in for 5 seconds every other week.
But I just don't think that he's capable of commanding a scene like I would like a lead actor to do.
And well, no, I don't expect him to be a lead actor, but Josh was never a lead actor. He was a supporting actor.
No. Josh had all that charm, wit, and oh my gosh, he was so talented. You know, he had that raw talent. I don't see that in Dale. I don't see it at all. I don't see any potential. I don't see any spark.
Well,
he's just boring as
At this point, I am at the point where I don't want any new characters. I do not want Zarf. I want the characters that are on screen. I want character. I mean, Zarf the Barf. I mean, it's. I mean,
it's crazy.
At this point, I just want characters that have the have a little bit of potential that are already on our screen to be utilized. And considering that, I mean, Amanda and JR would be a little bit of a crazy combo, and it wouldn't be a bad combo. But I mean, JR and Jamie, or not JR and Jamie, but Jamie and Amanda have done it. I mean, and seen that, done that. I mean, unless they put her with Josh, and I don't really want her with
or
Josh.
Aiden.
Well, but who knows whether he's here nor there. I mean, rumors are he's gone, rumors are he's back, or signed. So, you don't know. I mean,
crazy.
I say if these characters are leaving and we're needing to save on budgets, why not use the ones that we already have that have at least a little bit of history with the show? I mean, Del as a character has been around for a really long time, a whole lot longer than Annie, than freaking
Jonathan,
than Ryan, for that matter. I mean, this is a character that has more heritage and is connected to an actual family in Pine Valley than...
He has Dixie's kidney, so let's just...
Yeah, exactly.
Keep him on forever.
Yeah.
He has Dixie's golden kidney. But, you know, going back to Jonathan, the reason why I think I am so intrigued with your number one pick, because I really, really do want him to be the serial killer.
Oh,
and I really
want
Jackson to figure it out, and I want Jackson to...
You know what I would love? I would love for him to be the serial killer. I would love for Jackson to find out, and I would either love for Jackson to kill him, or I would love for Jackson to prosecute him, and actually... Oh, I just thought of it. Death by electric chair. They almost did it on Days of Our Lives, and of course they couldn't kill off Sammy, but I'll tell you what, they could do it on All My Children when it comes to Jonathan.
Well, we'd cheer, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. I would stand up and shout. I mean, if
we know this is a fictional show, people, but we love our soap. This is the soap we've bonded over. We hate Jonathan.
I mean, and the thing about it is it's once again, it comes down to bad writing, because you know what?
Absolutely.
I enjoy if they were going to do anything with Jonathan, they should have kept him evil. If, in my opinion, if they wanted to be the same,
they may have. Think of it that way.
But that's the single thing.
Serial killer. He could, you know, ha ha ha. I've played them all along, all the time.
Well, see, and that's the thing.
Even got little Lily on the side.
And you know what? If they would do that, he would completely be redeemed. Like he would not even make this list if he was just pure evil. I mean, every show needs pure evil, and I've said
right.
for years
and
now.
And he worked as pure evil. He did a good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, he did. I've said for years now that what All My Children is lacking in many respects is a constant bad villain. They
but,
don't
you know,
have.
That's the thing. They keep painting JR and Adam as these bad villains when we all
no,
know in the real
all,
world with common
only...
sense that they're not.
No, all they
you
are
know,
is corporate sharks. All they are is corporate
exactly.
sharks that we
they're
do not have.
Ambitious. They're not evil.
All My Children needs a Stefano DiMera. All My Children needs a Cassadine. All My Children needs, I mean, a James Stenbeck. Can you imagine Jonathan as James Stenbeck, a young James Stenbeck? It would be pure brilliance. And that's the thing. He could do it. And in that case, I would love for him to say, embrace the evilness in him. Just don't try and, once again, make him
a
good person just because of the fact of it. I mean,
just because he has slavery or curry blood. But Jeff Branson was really on when he was
he deserved those Emmy nominations.
Oh, yeah, he did. He was really good. And then he came back, and they cut the bad out, and now I'm good. And then
and his acting in those scenes was phenomenal. And when he was in the hospital there, when he first did it, the acting in the stutter, phenomenal. I mean,
but then
and it, so
they
it
made
it,
him sanctimonious. I mean, ruined it, as usual. Welcome to All My Children. They ruined it. And then when he had the gall to tell Dixie about the... And I said this earlier. I just couldn't believe it. I said, they've laborized him. You know, everything is everyone else's fault. I am always good. I am always right. I just really hope that, you know, they write that he has been stringing everyone along all, you know, for a year now. He's still evil. He's still bad. And he has manipulated everyone into thinking he's not.
Oh, I would love
it. That would be genius.
Well, and I love, I mean, I would love that. And I think if they do that, then I say fine. Bring him back as a serial killer. And if he gets away with it, if he was the serial killer and we knew he did it, I'd almost be okay with him getting away with it just for the simple fact that they finally made him evil. If he could
or
just
they
be a,
finally thought ahead and
yeah.
did this the right way.
Yeah.
You know. And I don't advocate serial killing, please, unless it's the five characters on my list. But at the same time, it would just give us, the viewers, the validation that these writers are actually thinking instead of going, well, that looks good.
Well, not only that, but it would then provide depth to the character of Jonathan once again. Ever since they turned him good, the character's lost all form of depth. I mean,
stagnated.
With the exception, okay, I hated, absolutely hated, I mean, and this is one of the reasons why he's my number one. I hated Jonathan with Lily. Absolutely hate it.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Not only that,
oh,
but
gross.
He's pushing 30. She was a minor. I mean,
oh, it's gross.
I mean, then
I
you add to the fact that he tried killing her, the fact that he tried, I mean, he took advantages of her disease or illness or whatever you want to call it, or handicap.
And then painted Jackson as the bad guy for wanting to protect her from a killer. I mean, Jackson was the only one that showed any kind of sense. And then you have Erica there on the side with her little pom-poms going, he's a lavery. You should let her do it. I mean,
well,
it's just
yeah, but I mean, that's because Erica has a blind spot for the laveries. I mean,
she's so far up Ryan's butt, she knows, you know, how many cavities he has. It's just so crazy.
She could diagnose him for cancer.
But it's just crazy that Jonathan gets away with so much just because he was a fan favorite. And that's great. I'm glad they brought him back. But keep him evil. Play to his strengths, because this good guy, self-righteous Ryan Jr. routine sucks. Let's just say it. It sucks.
And ever since he's become that, he's practically had nothing of a storyline.
You know, I'm really scared they're going to kill Amanda. I really like her. I really like
that. Do you think they'd be stupid enough to kill her? Because she's the only one opposite of Babe who could, like, take and step into a front burner storyline and go with it.
Well, you know, just as long as we can keep Zarf.
No,
goes, right?
As far as I'm concerned, okay, folks, you just heard how mad I am about Annie. I mean,
oh my goodness, guys, please.
I mean, without Greenlee, literally, Amanda is the only reason. In terms of, like, okay, Amanda...
And a podcast.
Amanda and Kendall are the only two younger characters that, in my opinion, make it worth watching. And they have completely abandoned Amanda. Folks, you need to write in your letters to ABC saying, we want more Chrishell Stouse, because the woman kicks butt.
And she's a delightful girl.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. She is a delightful girl. And I've known people that have met her. I've known people that have talked to her, and she is delightful.
A class act.
She is.
And the thing about it is it comes back once again to they abandoned the storyline after Janet left.
And did you remember how much she just shined during that storyline? She was the only thing. She and Kate, Chrishell and Kate, were the only things that kept that horrible storyline going.
That those two alone. I mean, Kate should have gotten an Emmy nomination. Maybe she still could. I think technically, because wasn't that last May or something?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, okay. As far as I'm concerned, folks, if you're going to have Amanda on that screen, forget Jonathan. Put her with JR.
Oh, see, I have a whole different story in my head for JR.
Well,
I wanted Amanda to become part of Fusion. I don't want Annie to become part of Fusion. I wanted Amanda to get those shares. You know, I thought Amanda and Kendall would make great adversaries. You know, frenemies. I thought that would have been great. But no, they had to put Babe in every
Maybe Babe could. Maybe if Babe died in your storyline, she'd will all of her shares of Fusion to Amanda.
Or maybe she would get a conscience, sell them to...
Sell them? Give them back. Give him back. Yeah. I'm telling you, I am waiting for the day that Greenlee rides back into town and kicks some freaking ass.
But that would have been a fun storyline, and that's why we didn't get it. Because, you know, that would have required thought and, you know, listening to what the fans want. Having Greenlee ride back into town as Spike is born, how cool would that have been? The baby she thought she should have had? Hello. That would have been, drama, and it would have written itself. But, of course, they couldn't. They had to bring Annie in.
You know who
I
think...
Annie near as much as you do, but it was a poor decision.
You know who I think they should bring back? If they can't get Rebecca Budig as Greenlee, there is only one other character currently in daytime who could come back and could freaking kick some butt. And that would be Skye.
Oh,
if they brought so Skye back to All My Children,
I think she's so beautiful.
The angels would sing a hallelujah chorus. I mean,
now how much fun would Skye, Zach, and Kendall be in a scene?
Exactly, exactly. Not only that, but how great would it be if she went and freaking kicked Babe out on her derriere, and, or even possibly Crystal? How great would it be if Skye ended up with Babe Cher's infusion?
Yeah, because she's not a Chandler, is she? She's not Chandler.
Well, she's
by
a,
blood, is
not
she?
By blood, but I mean.
Well, then what? You know. She'd slap Babe so hard that, you know, change her hair back to its natural hair color. Oh, it'd be so great.
See, what I would love just, is, you know how you right said there. Paris? I would love Skye to jet off to Paris where she meets Greenlee at some cafe. They plot how they're going to go and get rid of Babe because Skye's found out about, or Adam comes to town. I think the perfect crossover story would Adam going to General Hospital in Port Charles, telling Skye about all the horrific things that his daughter-in-law is doing, then Skye turning out to be friends with Greenlee and both of them be in Paris and plot a way to come back and freaking kick Babe's butt.
Right. And Greenlee is over her hostility to Kendall because she's found Leo and realized how stupid the
was. See, your major flaw with that storyline with Leo is if they're with Leo and they're happily ever after, then that basically ruins any possibility of her coming back. And
well,
I will never, ever give hope. You kidding? Josh is never going to come back. Never. He's in the new
and
Transformers movie.
Leo.
No, you can't recast Leo. That would be a crime. I mean, they need to have Greenlee.
David.
Well, that would have been good. They did not explore that, and they should have.
They were stupid. I mean, they had chemistry to burn. But anyways, go ahead.
So, in my opinion, is they Greenlee cannot have her happy ever after with Josh if we ever want her to be able to come back. And so,
Leo, sorry. Josh Madden is ucky.
Yeah. Leo. I mean, Leo. So, as far as I'm concerned, I say have her and Skye figure out a way to tag team Babe and get rid of her out of Chandler, out of Fusion.
See, there's another problem. I love your theory, I do, but this should have already been done by Bianca, Kendall, and Erica. This should have already been done.
That's what Bianca should have felt like.
Yeah, exactly. We were cheated out of a Kane SmackDown.
We were cheated out of a Bianca SmackDown because it's about time Bianca.
She smacked her once, and that's ooh, big deal. You know, we were cheated out of Bianca and Kendall and Erica just destroying this tramp. We were cheated. And this, you know, I love your thing because I love Greenlee. I love Skye. I adore Skye. But
she's being wasted on General Hospital.
She's wasted on every soap opera she's been on, and she's magic. She's wonderful.
The woman could walk into Pine Valley and completely shake the set up and be a leading actress on a show that is in desperate need of someone opposite Kendall.
Oh, yeah. Someone that can handle Kendall on a scene.
And how
she
great...
She shines with the Kane women. But really, besides Zach, who really stands up to Kendall? Really not anyone. She's such a force. You know, she doesn't share enough with Adam. And JR and she had great...
Oh, yeah, they had great chemistry.
And they ruined it. Because of Babe. They ruined it. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everything being sacrificed for a Babe.
Well, boy, you know, oh boy.
Kendall and Bianca's friendship with JR was fabulous. And
I just had an idea.
What?
Maybe Annie is a Cassadine clone.
Are you kidding me? Are you okay with the Annie thing? I mean, seriously,
no,
it's almost
I'm
an
not.
Obsession now.
Yes, it will be.
Should we intervene?
I may have to go into therapy and have an intervention. It's entirely possible.
I just thought that you would figure it out before now, and then you did.
I'm sorry, but my dear friend, I do not have enough time to try and be able to figure out every nuance of every spoiler on the thing.
You did it right here in the middle of a podcast. I was so proud.
And obviously, for our listeners' entertainment, I'm going to have to go in to do some major therapy on this one. Major therapy.
I would hold your hand, but I just don't care enough.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
I meant about Annie. I just don't think she's worth all this. Because she's not going to be here in another year. I mean, she's so boring.
You kidding? They finally did the impossible, giving Ryan two kids.
Oh, it's so true.
I mean,
I hope you're right about Spike. And please rename that child, All My Children. Please, oh, thank you.
Please tell me that Spike is an acronym for something.
No, the baby's name is Spike. I have looked. They asked her at Soap Weekend this weekend what the baby's name. They said it's Spike, which is crazy.
Why would you name your child Spike? I mean, that is like...
It's a sad Buffy tribute, I think. I don't know. But
Buffy?
I wish she'd have named it Alex. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, remember? Spike?
Yeah. No.
And isn't that sad? Well, my point is, I wish she would have named it Alexander, because that was Zach's real name. And then called him Alex. I mean, it would have been really cute, and it had been a way for him to get over his daddy issues.
What's his middle name?
Oh, I used to know. I just know his name's Alexander Cambius Jr.
No, I'm talking about Spike.
Oh,
do we know what his middle name is?
Probably Ryan. Ryanosis, or whatever. So
I was going to say, is it railroad track?
Is it punch? Spike punched. It's just so stupid.
Spike
well, anyways,
the ball?
I really hope that you're right, that Zach's his father. Or...
If Zach is his father, there's still enough time to rename this child.
Ethan.
No, that'd be a little creepy.
Wouldn't it be creepy? Because she like slept with Ethan in the same bed that in which she is sleeping with Zach.
No, that would just be too creepy.
Yeah. Name it something cool, like, you know, Liam, you know.
I still think Alex is perfectly fine.
Yeah, if Zach can get over his daddy issues and Ryan could just leave the canvas and in some bloody way. But yeah, I do believe that they're going to make Ryan Emma's dad because he donated the sperm.
How is it possible that... Okay, I'm sorry, but how is it possible that Greenlee...
Oh. I thought they took all of it. That's what I. That's why I can't.
Well,
get
they over. How they wasted it all because it.
Sorry, I mean I cannot believe how much storyline has centered around this guy Spooge. It just kills me. I mean, what is this guy?
It's worse than Adam, and Adam's at least a decent character.
Exactly. At least he's you know.
Okay.
Fun.
Next thing we know, Jillian is going to end up pregnant, and a baby is going to miraculously appear.
Drop from heaven.
It's going to be a cherub with wings.
And it's an angel. Oh. Gift from God, just like me. And I'm just over the whole Ryan Lavery show. And you know what? I say
you know
put
what?
Ryan and Babe together and have their couple name be Rabies. I think it'd be perfect. And then you could kill two birds with one stone, one fast forward button, and it'd be over. Because what a better couple would be than Ryan and Babe, Rabies. You know,
and they could send them off into the sunset together.
And then Zach and Kendall could just crush them. And just... Oh,
death by Mack truck?
Death by anything. I don't care. As long as they're dead. I'm so awful. Yes, and I am a mother. So terrible.
Oh.
So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I upset you. But
folks, you have no idea how devastating this is. And I know that this is only a soap. And I know that I'm taking this way too seriously. But people, this is just like every nightmare. We endeared the Seaman Chorus. I mean, it was like the ships had
Chorus.
It was like the ships had arrived in New York City and the sailors were dancing on some freaking ship platform. I mean, as much as we went through with him and the boxing and, oh, I'm not good enough.
And he runs from his pregnant wife and only comes back when he realizes she's not pregnant.
He jumps off a freaking cliff. He betrays his wife. He freaking
See, I think Ryan is in love with saving people.
Oh, I think Ryan's in love with himself and saving people.
Right. And being a savior. I think that's what... Because, I mean, look how quickly he's moved on from Kendall. Because she doesn't need him anymore. And, like, when she called, like, 50 times when Spike was sick, what happened? Nothing. He was too busy helping Annie, the latest damsel in distress. Am I right?
I just don't want to think about it.
I'm sorry.
You have completely...
Greenlee would have prettier babies with somebody else. You know, maybe David will go join Greenlee, and the love that shall not be named will come to fruition, and they will have pretty death babies. It would be so cute.
Can David please kill Annie before he leaves?
Honey, I'm sorry. He's already tortured Dixie by saying that Emma's Caton, which she is not.
Well,
sorry.
For now, I'm holding out hope. The thought of
it
actually
being
rotten.
DNA tests are changed 3 or 4 times at that hospital. I don't know why anybody runs DNA tests there anymore. But anyways, you know, that's what the spoilers say, and that David's going to leave with a bang, and I assume somebody's going to kill him. But I hope not. I hope he just kind of leaves and goes be with Greenlee somewhere. So, because they always had a soft spot for each other, and they had chemistry. And that way you have a chance of
I hope they bring Marge Doucet back as Vanessa, and I hope she kills him off.
No. She's perfectly fine where she is. And you guys think he gets passionate about All My Children? You should see me about Guiding Light.
No, I'm not necessarily so passionate about All My Children as I'm passionate about freaking getting rid of some of these.
And Greenlee.
Yeah. I draw the line in the sand with Greenlee. You cross that line and you'll be in big trouble.
He has a big Jones on for her, for Greenlee, guys. Sorry.
Okay,
and
now that's just
wrong. She's not even
been
on for a year. Sorry. She's not even been on for a year. You know?
There is no denying that Greenlee and Kendall had better writing than we're getting now.
Well, they were the super couple for there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Soap.
Yeah, I mean, they had better. Okay, we just got to end this podcast because I don't think I can handle any more of this. And I realize that everybody who's listening to this is probably going, this guy is a freaking kook.
But that girl is really fun.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm mocking your pain, but yeah, I'm mocking your pain. Sorry.
I'll get you back.
I'm stealed.
Well, folks, if you have any characters who you as passionately hate and want dead as we do, email them to us at DC at TV Fan Online. Drop by our MySpace account at myspace.com/TV Fan Online. And if you're in the mood to discuss soaps with your with people who enjoy discussing soaps, drop by the forums at tvfanonline.com/forums.
You sound so depressed. You just sound so down. It's so funny.
It is so bad. I'm going to have to freaking recover from this. It's going
to
take at least a week.
Please don't hesitate to write us. Tell us that we're full of crap. Tell us that you agree. We love to hear from you. We love disagreements that are done in a respectful manner. We do it every week. And I know it's a lot of fun for you, and it's torture for us, but we do what we can to please you. So please write in your picks, and next week, join us as we discuss our top 5 pointless characters.
You know, I think we need to start finding more positive topics.
Okay. Well, let's change the topic then.
Well, folks,
top 5 best divas?
How about this, folks? Next week we're going to have a surprise for you. We're not going to tell you what it is now. It's just going to be something that's more positive, and we'll come back with it next week.
You know, because this news has devastated my friend Luke.
Yes.
And he needs a change of
pace. I will need at least a week of therapy.
Well,
at least a week of therapy.
Hey, maybe we can get a podcast of his therapy, guys.
Can I send a bill to All My Children?
Sure. Send it to care of Megan McTavish at abc.com. I have her address, so I'll be happy.
Email address. Ugh.
All right,
folks,
guys, have a great week.
Yes, have a great one. I'm going to go contemplate the complete and utter horror. Have a good one.
And for Luke, I'm Lisa, and join us next week as I have a special guest, Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Why did you want me to have... Why do you let me have a freaking breakdown on worldwide freaking...
Ryan Lavery,
podcast.
Stop pushing your issues on me. I didn't let you do nothing. You take responsibility, babe.
A complete and utter breakdown.
Dude, you were like, ah! I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. This is great. This is riveting.
So many people are going to be have humor at my expense, but it isn't the first time and it won't be the last.
What's so funny is that people are going to be like, dude.
I know.
And then
I
they're
know.
Gonna be like, "Chick, you need to be a little bit more nice." But I couldn't. That was some funny stuff, man.
Oh.